Hi, good afternoon.
Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. I'm calling from
Yes.
Washington. Is this Kathleen Semp?
It is Kathleen.
Hi, I'm calling from Washington Opinion Surveys. We're conducting a national opinion survey. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. And your name was chosen
Sure, go
as that.
ahead.
Okay, thank you. And see here, does anyone in your household work for any news media outlet, including radio, print radio, internet, or television?
No.
Are you registered to vote in Washington?
I am.
Okay. I know it's still ways off, but what are the chances that you will vote in this November's 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely
vote? Absolutely will. Absolutely will.
Okay, just to make sure we have representing everyone of all ages, may I ask, what is your age?
62.
Thank you. Okay, and just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? White, Caucasian, Black, Afro-American, Hispanic, Latino?
White.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Strong Democrat or not strong?
Strong Democrat.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the direction in which the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied in which the direction in which the country is headed in?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I approve.
Do you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove the way Marie Glusenkamp-Perez is handling her job as congresswoman?
I don't have an opinion.
Thank you. Thinking about the issues the country is facing now, which of the following would you say is the most important issue for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two. Improving kindergarten to 12th grade education, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, growing the economy and creating jobs, reducing crime and gun violence, border security, climate change and protecting the environment, fighting inflation and lowering costs, improving roads, bridges, and infrastructure, combating threats to our democracy, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare.
Education and fighting crime.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using the scale from 0 to 100, where 100 means that you're very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you are very cold and unfavorable towards them, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of this person or organization, please say so. Marie Glusenkamp-Perez.
Don't know.
Joe Kent.
Don't know.
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, 62.
Thank you. Dave Reichert.
Don't know.
Donald Trump.
0.
Bob Ferguson.
Don't know.
Republicans in Congress?
50.
Democrats in Congress?
50.
Thank you. If the elections for president were held today, would you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Biden.
Thank you. If the elections for Congress in 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Democrat Marie Glusenkamp-Perez or Republican Joe Kent?
Don't know at this time.
Okay, thank you. Okay, we're about halfway through, and we'll be done shortly. Just letting inform you, ma'am. Okay, even though you're not supporting Marie Glusenkamp Perez, now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support her? Glusenkamp Perez, a small chance, or a very slight chance, or no chance at all that you might support her?
Fair. Just a second. Hold on.
I'm just doing a survey. I'll be right with you.
Sorry about that.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, you said, okay, there's a fair chance, a small chance, just
fair
a very...
chance.
Okay, thank you. Even though you're not supporting Joe Kent now, what are the chances that you might support him for Congress in 2024, in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Kent, a small chance, just a slight chance, or no chance at all that you might support him?
Fair chance.
Now, I'd like to ask you a few qualities and attributes that some people consider important in their member of Congress. For each of the following statements, please tell me if it's important if this is important to you on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you don't think it's important at all, and 5 is that you think that it's somewhat important, and 10 that you think that it's extremely important quality and attribute for your member of Congress. You may choose any number between 0 to 10. Someone
okay.
who will fight to protect our democracy.
10.
A working mom who understands the needs of families.
5.
A small business owner.
5.
A fighter for the middle class.
10.
An independent who will oppose the extremists in both parties.
5.
Someone who shares your values.
5.
Thank you. Okay, we're 72%. We have just these few more statements and we'll be done. Now, I'm going to read you a few statements that some people may have made out about some candidates running for Congress. In this case, I'll be talking about Marie Glusenkamp Perez. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement is very convincing reason to support Marie Glusenkamp Perez for Congress. 5 means that it's somewhat convincing, and 0 means that it's not at all convincing reason to support her for Congress. You may use any number from 0 to 10. Marie Glusenkamp Perez shows up. She listens to our community and takes our concerns back to Congress. For instance, Marie made improving local infrastructures a priority and succeeded in increasing the $600 million needed to repair the I-5 bridge, which will create local jobs and improve traffic and commerce throughout the region. She also sponsored bills to expand childcare in rural Washington, helping bring down costs for families. Marie listens to us and works for this, to find solutions to our real-world problems. That's the difference, kind of leader.
If these are specific to specific candidates, I don't have any answers at this point, so I'm not going to rate.
Okay, this is just based on some of statements that some people have made about the candidates. Like, would you feel that that's something that's convincing, a statement that's convincing enough to go for them, based on what you've heard?
No.
Okay. Okay, just one moment. Now, sometimes over the course of the survey, people change their mind. Now, if you didn't, that's okay. But I'd like to ask again, if the elections for Congress for 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Democrat Marie Glusenkamp Perez or Republican Joe Kent?
I do not know at this point.
Okay.
I have not done my research.
Okay. Now, these are the last two statements, and we're done, ma'am. Okay?
Okay.
All right, now I'm going to read you some doubts and concerns that some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking to you about Joe Kent. Others will hear statements about the other candidates. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement gives you serious doubts about supporting Joe Kent for Congress. 5 means that the statement gives you some doubt, and 0 means that it doesn't give you any doubts at all about supporting Joe Kent for Congress. You may use any number from 0 to 10. We can't trust Joe Kent to put what's best for working families above big special interests bankrolling his campaign. Instead of protecting Social Security, he wants to prioritize it and raise a retirement age. That's the plan that would benefit Wall Street. And he supports deregulating the health insurance industry, which wouldn't lower costs, but would lead to bigger profits for insurance and pharmaceutical companies.
10.
Joe Kent supports an extreme and dangerous abortion ban. This ban would force women and girls to give birth if they became pregnant, even in cases of rape, incest, life-threatening complications. If elected, Kent would destroy our freedom to decide for ourselves, and if we want to have children. Families deserve to make their own decisions without politicians interfering.
5.
Okay, thank you. Now, after hearing about Joe Kent, would you say that you are more likely or more or less likely to support him for Congress?
I don't have an opinion at this point.
Okay. Given everything that you just heard about Joe Kent, what would you say was the most convincing reason not to support him for Congress?
Up in the retirement age.
Okay. Okay. All right, and thank you for that. Now, these few questions are only for statistical purposes. What is the last year of schooling that you've completed?
2 years of college.
Okay. Thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with partners, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Thank you. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
No. Thank you. And thinking about the approach of political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Somewhat liberal.
Thank you. And how often do you attend religious church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once a week or once or twice a month? Several times a year or hardly ever or never?
Never.
Thank you. That concludes our survey, and thank you so much for your participation.
Have a good evening.
Thank you. Likewise. Have a great one.
Bye-bye.